Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Mark 11, please. For some weeks now, we've been on this subject of faith to receive. Faith to receive. And we're still on that this morning in Mark 11, 22. Jesus walked up to a fig tree to see if it had any fruit on it. Somebody said, didn't he already know? Apparently not. That's why I just want to walk over and see. The Bible said he went to see if there was anything on it. Right? But so, well, he's God. He already knew. He was God. He is God. But the Bible said he emptied himself. He laid aside his mighty weight and power and became like other men. And he operated as a man in the earth. So no, he didn't know. But when he went there, one Bible encyclopedia tells us that in that part of the country, that tree, that time of the year, if it had a show of leaves in its size, it should have had some kind of fruit on it. So it had a show of fruit and no fruit. It was a lying fig tree. And nothing makes you more annoyed than when you're hungry and the fruit trees say, I got fruit, and you show up. And there's no fruit there. Well, lying fig tree, he spoke. He said, nobody eat fruit of you from now on. You dry at the wrong time. And the next day, the disciples saw it and remarked. They said, Lord, look how quickly that fig tree dried up. It dried up from the roots. Something started where you couldn't see when he spoke. And the leaves, which were what everybody could see out here, was the last thing to change. How many know there's a valuable lesson there? How does faith operate? Every time, faith begins in the unseen realm, doesn't it? If you were healed by faith, if you get your money and your bills paid by faith, you get your answers by faith, whatever it is, it starts unseen. In the unseen realm. If you'll stay with it, then what is seen and felt will change. And so Jesus took that as an opportunity to teach them and us about it. If, as some theologians teach and say, if Jesus was the way they say he is, he'd have said, yeah, what do you think about that? Yeah, now don't try this at home. You see, I'm the Son of God. And I can do this because I made this to start with. And I can talk to it and change it if I want to. But now this doesn't work for you. You just be impressed. And they wouldn't say it in those words, but numerous people believe something along that line. And yet, why did Jesus teach them? In Matthew 21, if you read Matthew's account of it, 21, chapter 21, verse 21, 22, he said it like this. He said, if you'd have faith and don't doubt, you would not only do what is done to the fig tree, but you could say to that mountain, be removed. Is he telling them they could have done that? Hmm? That's not the whole crowd. I just got through quoting Bible now. Was he telling them they could have done what he just did? That's the thing much of the church world has never been willing to believe. But around here, we believe it. Yeah. If Jesus tells us we can do it, we believe we can do it. We believe the works he did, we can do also. And greater works than these, he said, you'll do because I go to my Father. We believe it because he said so. Even if it seems big to our head, if he said so, we believe it because he's right. He knows. And so when the Bible says the just shall live by faith, the just shall walk by faith, that's what it's talking about. We are to live like this every day of our lives. How? Like Jesus operated. Like he dealt with that fig tree. Like he spoke to the wind and the waves. Like he spoke to demons that were causing people problems. He spoke to fevers. He spoke to things and they obeyed him. And he told us we could do it. Didn't he? Many Christians are not. But he told us we could. Told us we should. Keep reading Mark 11. 22, Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. What's the understood subject? You. You have faith. It's obvious he has faith in God. He just demonstrated it. But he said, you have faith in God. In other words, you have faith like I have faith. You do what I do. You do this too. Keep reading. For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, not just Jesus, but anybody, that would say, be removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Glory to God. Is he talking to us? Is he telling us we can do this like he did? Now, what if folks say, I just don't go for all that. That confess it and possess it and all that stuff I don't go for. Well, if it was true, what we're saying, then it wouldn't work for you because of that reason. If it did work by faith, it would explain why it doesn't work for you, because you don't believe it. These signs, Jesus said, will follow those that believe, not those that question it, that doubt it, find fault with it, but those that believe it. He went on to say, verse 24, therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire. Well, man, this goes out beyond the fig tree and the mountain. This, how much ground does this cover? Whatever you desire. What if you desire healing? What if you desire money to pay your bills? Whatever you desire, here's what you do. Who's talking? Tell me who's talking here. Jesus, the head of the church, does he know what he's talking about? Is he right? What did he tell us to do? Whatever you're desiring. When you pray, do this. Jesus said, do this. Believe that you receive them. Them what? Them things you desired and asked for. Not enough just to want something. It's not enough just to need it. And he didn't tell us to beg for it. He said when you, he could have very easily said, when you pray, beg and beg sincerely. Couldn't he have said that if he had wanted to, if that would have been what we're supposed to do? And then we shouldn't be talking about, you know, believing we receive. We should be talking about begging earnestly. And I'd be a preaching on begging earnestly. And then we'd act on it. And if he said howl and beg, brother, we'd be the howlingest begging his church in town. But he didn't say that. And he didn't tell us to do that. So why are millions doing that? Because men have taught them that. And people have taken the traditions instead of the Word of God. And they believe that more than they do this. And millions are ignorant of the Bible. They stay out of the Bible and let other people tell them what to believe and think. It's a terrible tragedy. And so their traditions have made the Word of God of none effect in their life. He didn't tell us to beg and plead and howl. What did he tell us to do? When you pray, come on, tell me what Jesus, the head of the church, said. When you pray, believe, not just anything, very specific. Believe that you receive them, and what'll happen? He could have said, the Father will take it under consideration. Couldn't he? He could have said any number of thousands of things. He could have said, and just leave it with us and we'll decide. He could have said, and if it's the will of God. He could have said all kind of things. But tell me what he said. He said, whatever it is you're wanting, whatever it is you're desiring, whatever it is, Jesus, the head of the church, is talking to us. Whatever it is, when you pray, you believe that you receive it. When? When you pray. When you pray, do what? Believe. Believe what? Believe you receive it. And Jesus said, you do that, and you shall have it. I'm talking about the Alpha, the Omega. The one who's sitting at the right hand of majesty on high. The one who's about to come again. Said, you do this, you shall have it. Glory. Jesus said it. We looked up that word, believe that you receive. See, a lot of people are believing a lot of things, but they're not believing they receive. Oh, I believe God is real. I believe God is powerful. I believe God can do anything. That's great, but that's not what he said believe. Some go further. I believe God wants me to have it. I believe Jesus bought and paid for it. I believe it belongs to us in him. That's wonderful, but that's not what he said to believe. What did he say believe? Believe that you receive them. And we looked up that word receive. It literally means take. Same word in the same King James Bible is translated take. Same word. Take. Believe that you take them. Not believe you're going to get them. Not believe that some way, somehow, if it's God's will, he'll do it. He could have said believe that. He didn't say believe. What did he say believe? Believe that right then and there while you're praying, you believe that you take it. That's where the church is falling down. Right? Because they're believing other stuff and doing other stuff. They're not doing that. Believe that you take it. Now, you are not going to be bold to believe you take it unless first you're convinced it's God's will for you to have it. Or that he has already bought it and paid for it and given it to you. You got to know that. You got to have that settled in your heart. That's why you've got to know the will of God before you can pray the prayer of faith. You got to know the will of God before you can pray the prayer of faith. How are you going to know the will of God? How are you going to find it out? So you got millions of Christians. They are letting the outside circumstances tell them what the will of God is. Aren't they? Well, if it happens, that meant it was the will of God. If it didn't happen, that meant it was the will of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Bold to Receive, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303K. That's R1303K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thanks be to God.